When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Delta Work, and it's time for another episode of Very Delta. We're falling into fall with RuPaul's Drag Race superstar Jujubee, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
Hi, I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta. Very Delta is a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite exciting guests to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who believes in the revitalizing power of ceramide-rich moisturizing cream. Today's show is fierce, but first, let's get into a few things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
You know what I love? Rainy days. I love falling into autumn in such a way that I feel like I'm going to start hibernating. And what I mean by that is not just sleeping and not just staying in, but really sort of covering up all the way around. I love the idea of layering clothing, putting on a sweater over a sweater, a scarf, being able to finally wear pants, not just shorts all the time. I love being able to sort of, even though I'm in Southern California, like I say, I can be in the snow, I can be in the desert, I can be anywhere within a couple of hours. When it does happen to rain, I love sort of like hiding inside and luxuriating in that, making soup and wrapping myself up in a blanket and saying to myself, these are the movies I'm going to watch because, I couldn't possibly go out in the rain. I don't want to see that. I want to, put a blanket on and stand in the window and pretend like I'm in a music video and be wistful. And I want all the scents that go around. I want to be able to smell the rain from outside, but burn candles inside that are, reminding me of pie and marshmallows. And, you know, I'm not someone who's going to go camping. I don't go camping unless there's an elevator, a gift shop. Like, to me, like, camping, there has to be something like that. I have to create all of this around myself because I don't really want to rough it. I don't want to drive in the rain, for God's sake. I don't want to have to go shovel snow, but I love the idea of it. And so when it does rain, you know, a quarter of an inch or whatever, I have to go buy a new jacket, new boots. The fall and the winter sort of hide things for me in a way. I mean, maybe not a murder. I haven't committed a murder yet, but I have, You can certainly hide 10 pounds or 100 pounds with a scarf. That helps. So that's kind of like a hibernation in a way. You can have more warm drinks. You can have more warm drinks like throughout the day. I always think of having like a hot coffee or a hot tea or something in the morning before it starts to get warm. And then the rest of the day, it's like you got to have something cold to drink. But the rain is like, oh, I've got to have, I don't know, apple cider, even though I don't normally drink apple cider. I want to go to the store to get the stuff to make the apple cider because that's when you're supposed to drink it. Ooh, and the rainy day menu is my favorite because it's all about snacking. It's not about cooking a meal and sitting down. Because everything I eat, I'm going to want to eat while seated or laying sort of halfway under a blanket. So I need it all to be on a tray. And it can be simple. It can be cheese and crackers, which is, I mean, who doesn't want cheese and crackers? It could be like an assortment of different nuts with that. I mean, I would say, you know, people call it a charcuterie board. But for me, it's just like a paper plate with a bunch of stuff that I forgot that I had in the cabinet. Like maybe it's a fistful of marshmallows. Maybe it is Chex Mix. Maybe it is just bread with some kind of spread on it. I always have these like great ideas of what I'm gonna cook. You know, I'll go through TikTok and I'm like saving that. Oh, I'm definitely making that. This is gonna for sure be on my table. And then like none of it happens. It ends up being like half a bag of Funyuns and a Diet Coke that needs ice, but I'm too lazy to go get ice. So the food, it's never really a full meal. It could though, one thing that does happen is that I will make a variety of soups. And for me, if I make it, it has to sit on the stove and just kind of be like scooped out throughout the day, mixed around, warmed back up, like chowders for sure. I love corn chowder. I love clam chowder. I love any kind of bean soup is my favorite, like a navy bean. I want to like chicken noodle more, but I feel like the effort that goes into chicken noodle isn't really very much. There's not much of a flavor profile. And people say like, oh, just add some green onions or this or that. So, well, is it just water with toppings? Like, where's the soup? I want the soup. I want the guts. And a new thing that I've heard about is a butter board, which is kind of like next level charcuterie. It's in a way of sort of sharing with other people. So you could do like a garlic, parsley butter or something and a specialty bread. And people just, you know, take a little bit and put it on bread. Some people do cream cheese boards. I might be more into a cream cheese board than a butter board, just because I feel like the butter board might get a little runnier than the cream cheese board. And I feel like for personal use, I might just have like a quarter of a block and then spread that out. Because I don't want to share this board particularly with anyone. I want the board for myself. I don't want other people putting their fucking fingers and stuff in there. Like, I want my own. We should do individual boards. That way everybody can have what they want. I know that they're meant to be shared, but I think if everyone has, like, their own knife, I feel like a butter board or a cream cheese board, I feel like they're safe enough, but they also can't sit around for very long. Because I was just talking about keeping soup on a stove and like, you know, eating out of it all day. So taking a ladle and putting it in and getting some sort of little bread and moving along. But, you know, if that soup sits out for very long, I mean, that's kind of gross too, in a way. It should be refrigerated. But, you know, if it's just me or one other person, when you see a board with butter on it or cream cheese, some people may be disgusted, but other people are just thinking about luxuriating in butter and enjoying butter. You know what I heard about? I heard about walk-away bacon, someone was talking about. And it was that you go to a restaurant and they serve you your food, but then they also will serve you 2 to 3 pieces of bacon that you, I don't know if you get charged for this. I would perfectly take the charge for it, but maybe it's just an appetizer. But basically what it is here you go, take your food home, and here's this to eat in the car, a couple of pieces of bacon. Doesn't that sound great? So if you walk up into someone's house and there's like a board with butter on it, I mean, you do have to be a little bit concerned about whose house, because you can't eat at everybody's house. You really can't eat at everybody's house, because some people let their cat's ass sit up on a table, and I let my cats sit all over the place, but you know, my home is a working home, so I don't actually have a dining room table dedicated for eating. Maybe that's why I want to lay on the couch and eat while it's raining. That could be part of it. But the reality, regardless of that, some people don't wash their dishes. Some people have fucking bugs everywhere. So whether or not you're going to be eating off a butter board or off their dish, I mean, you can't eat at everyone's house. That's why, you know, part of staying in when it's raining is the idea that these are just my things. These are like, this is for my tribe. This is for my group of people. when it's spring and summer and you're constantly going out, you're constantly around people that are having picnics and barbecues, and you're sharing and you're seeing hands touch inside of things, and kids get out of the swimming pool and put their hands and go, oh, what's this? And it's like, oh, I'm not going to have any of that, am I? Because you just put your hand in a shitty diaper, you know? So the prospect of rain also offers some security. I love to order in, but I never really think too much about ordering in when it's raining, because I do feel bad for delivery people, although they probably don't mind because they figure, you know, the more work, the better. But I do feel a little bit bad because in front of my apartment, there's always this like sloped area where the water fills up. And then I feel like, oh, where are people going to park? And they're going to have to get out. When I know a rainstorm is coming, that's definitely when I like do grocery shopping and I buy things that maybe I wouldn't always buy, like specialty cheeses, because I think like, oh, this is going to be special. I'm going to have like these kinds of crackers. And, you know, I remember years ago we did a Pride in November, which November, obviously you would think it would be freezing cold, but it was in Palm Springs and it was boiling hot, and Detox and myself and our friend Jules all went shopping for snacks. And Detox was like, we need this fig preserve. We need this cream cheese. Maybe this was the beginning of a cream cheese board, sort of. But she did this whole spread. And I remember thinking, like, the next time I'm holed up at home because of rain or I'm sick or something, I have to buy this. I have to make this. It was just like a comfort thing, because I remember her making it. She was so proud of it. And I mean, she wasn't bragging, but I could tell that she knew we were going to enjoy it. And I carried that with me. And now, like, I always think, like, I've got to go get those the fig preserves, the honey, the nuts, the cheese, and make the whole thing. I mean, that's just something I think about doing. The detox board, just this one specific, she didn't do a whole board. She just did this specific thing. And it was a goat cheese. And then she did a fig preserve. And then she did a sprinkling of nuts. I can't remember if she did pecans, but it was mild. And then a drizzle of honey all over it. And then we had these beautiful, small, like, pieces of bread. It was so good that we didn't even want to tell anyone around that it was there, because we knew that they would clue into it. So we would just, like, grab, like a box of, what are those tubes of Pringles or whatever, and we're like, oh, have this, to sort of fend them off from having, like, the good shit. You know what I mean? I would love to say that I'm like a sommelier, or I know what drinks and stuff go best with these kinds of dishes. But honestly, I'm telling you right now, a Diet Coke, as cold as you can get it, cuts through the richness of all of this. I don't know things that are too rich. I know people that are like, oh, that cheese, I can only have a little bit. Or, oh, I can only have half a slice of cheesecake. I don't have a gauge. Nothing is too rich. Nothing is too, well, no, there. I did have a grilled cheese sandwich today, as a matter of fact, that was too rich. Who puts blue cheese, avocado, and then three kinds of sliced, like, hard cheese in a sandwich, and then doesn't toast it or grill it, just melts it, and then calls it a grilled cheese sandwich? Like, I just want plain. Like, the less ingredients, I feel like, the better. Good butter or I'm fine with margarine, too. Butter, margarine, doesn't matter. The bread, you know, you can blow smoke up the bread ass of somebody that really loves it. I'll take Wonder Bread, if that's what there is. I'll take a slice of cheddar cheese and just make a grilled cheese sandwich. Like, the simpler, the better. Yes, you can elevate it. But, you know, I did have a Diet Coke, so it cut through it. I ate half the sandwich. I threw the rest away. It's fine. But as far as these boards, these butter boards, just have a Diet Coke. I'm telling you, a Coke won't do the same thing. A Diet Coke, it's just, there's more chemicals in it. There's more dangerous chemicals in it to really cut through that the way you need it to. And then, you know, once it goes down through you, once you ingest and then digest, you know, it will linger around a little bit for sure. But you gotta, and they say too, if you stand up when you're eating stuff, you don't gain any weight. You just stand up. I've tried it. I don't know how well it's working, but you could. You stand up and you eat food and it just drops through you. It won't move. I bet you didn't know that. You know what's very Delta? Voting. Get your ass out there tomorrow and vote. It's the most important thing you can do all year long. You have to make your voice heard. I don't want to hear anyone complaining about what should be done or what should be said or who should do what. You have just as much right as anyone else to get out there and exercise your right to vote. It's the most important thing you can do. You know what's not very Delta? Not very Delta is not voting. Saying, it doesn't really matter. Oh, I'm going to vote for a part. Don't waste your vote. Seriously, it makes such a fucking difference. It is so important right now more than ever. After everything we've been through, especially this past couple of years, after all the people that have shown their true colors and pulled their capes off and pulled their hoods off and showed everyone who they really are, and they don't give a shit about you, make sure they are not in power. It's your decision. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. It's all of our responsibilities. It's all of our responsibilities to make this happen right now, today, tomorrow. Make it happen. Do you know what's very Delta? Factor. Factor makes eating better so easy with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These meals only take 2 minutes to heat up and are perfect for my busy schedule. Not only is the food delicious, but I've saved so much money by using Factor. These meals are less expensive than takeout and are curated by chefs to be restaurant quality. With over 35 options to choose from every week, I find myself trying new things and discovering new food combinations that I absolutely love. This week, I indulged in the cheesy chicken and broccoli casserole with brown jasmine rice. And let me tell you, the casserole is comfort food at its finest. A sprinkle of gooey cheese tops off this hearty meal and totally sends me every time I eat it. Head to factormeals.com/verydelta50 and use code verydelta50 to get 50% off. That's code verydelta50 at factormeals.com/verydelta50 to get 50% off. Curious about how you can achieve smooth, natural-looking, long-lasting filler results? The Juvederm collection of fillers has 6 unique gel fillers that add subtle volume and are designed for different needs and specific areas of the face, like lips, cheeks, chin, smile lines, under eyes, and jawline. Ask your licensed specialist for a full face assessment today and download the Allie app. That's A-L-L-E, the official loyalty program of Juvederm, to save on treatments and to get a look that's true to you. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com, J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. And we are back. I'm so excited to have my extra special guest here who made time to be here. She's traveling the world. She's going everywhere. She's from RuPaul's Drag Race Under the Sea, RuPaul's Drag Race Pirates of the Caribbean, RuPaul's Drag Race Outer Space Intergalactic Next Superstar. The one and only Jujubee is here.
I hate you.
Those are some of the shows you're on.
Yeah.
Some of them. Not all of them.
Just a handful.
Just a handful. Why not? You're a busy person. You've always been busy, though.
I'm a busy bee. Oh.
Are you a busy bee or are you a jolly bee?
Both. Jolly bee is my favorite chicken place.
Happy November. It is November, and I know that you are wearing your power color for November because, you know, this is voting season.
As soon as I put this outfit on back there, I looked in that giant mirror, and it really looks like I'm on the campaign trail.
And you should be.
I, and I don't know what I would fight for. Maybe it could be if you see something, say something hat day.
Mm-hmm. 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 Regardless of what your platform is going to be, you are in fact in platforms. You're wearing a platform today.
It's an inch off the ground.
That's still a platform, right?
And my toes are done if you want to not really zoom in, but see them.
You're always done. You're always put together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that. You like that. You are a quintessential female impersonator, which is what I love.
No,
I think you are.
No.
You don't think you are?
No. Okay.
Every
time I hear a female impersonator, I think of Chanel. Because, you know, Chanel describes herself. I think I'm just a drag queen.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't. I think I'm a female impersonator as well. Chanel's my sister, you see.
You're right.
I think you're a female impersonator.
What female walks around looking like this?
The right ones.
Okay.
The right ones. Listen, we were talking on the phone about the fact that it is fall.
Oh.
Or
yes.
Autumn. I don't know if you say autumn or fall.
I like the word autumn because it brings me back to childhood. Because there was this song that Britney Spears sang on her B-side of Baby One More Time. And it was called Autumn Goodbye. It was about summer love. And it's the most amazing Britney Spears song.
Autumn. Can you give us a verse?
Or hell no.
Come on.
But
just
you
like
could
one.
Check it out online somewhere.
You can do like a little bit.
No!
Can you at least recite something from it? Like a word, a phrase?
Ah, shit.
Like, autumn goodbye.
It honestly just went, autumn goodbye, autumn goodbye.
I remember that. Yeah, that's how it goes. Well, it is autumn, and we were talking about some of our favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to have, like, a latte every once in a while?
An oat milk latte.
Oat milk latte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have an almond milk non-latte for you, and I'm going to make them here in the Keurig.
Is this a sponsorship right here?
I don't know that it is, but I know that we can make one. Oh, do you hear it? This is new technology.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so what you do is we're going to open it here. Now, would you like to have maple vanilla, which is kind of next level, or would you like to start with a pumpkin spice? It's up to you.
Well, I feel like that's a really leading way to ask me. Now, I really want the maple vanilla because of the way that you said it.
Yeah.
Did you say it this way?
Well, because you're not regular.
Well, I'm not regular, but did you say it that way because you want the pumpkin spice? Are you manipulating me? Because I feel like that's very Delta.
It is.
Isn't it?
I want the pumpkin spice.
You do want the pumpkin spice. You bitch.
Okay. So, but I'm going to make yours first.
Yes, go ahead.
Maple vanilla.
Go ahead.
So let's put it in here.
Okay,
and then would you rather have a race chaser mug?
I already hate you.
Or would you rather have a hot goss mug?
Oh, let's do the race chaser one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll set that in there, and we'll...
I like them.
Click on mug.
It's a good picture of Willem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing bangs.
Do you hear that, how that works? Do you have one of these?
I do not.
But we'll have the show send you one.
Yeah, please do.
We should have the show send you one. There it goes. Look at that. Now, how do you like yours prepared? Do you like a creamer? You said oat milk.
Yeah. But I'll have some of this. What is that?
Well, this is going to change the profile a little
Irish
bit.
Well, Irish cream.
Oh, no. Here's a regular half and half. Would you have that?
I don't know about that. I got to go to a
dairy-free. It's dairy-free.
Is it?
Yeah. See, it says dairy pure.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I've shit myself a lot of places before, and you know this, so I could be.
I've only done it 3 times in my life, and trust me.
Would you like stevia in the raw?
Yes, I love it.
Okay,
do
you want me to prepare this for you?
No, why don't we help each other? Why don't I make yours?
Okay, you tell me, I'm going to do the pumpkin spice, so I'm going to take this. Oh, it does smell very good. I can smell it. I don't think we can reuse these.
I mean, it hasn't stopped me before.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Pumpkin spice goes in there.
Is this mine right here?
Yeah, that's yours. Is one plenty?
I think I need like 3.
I think so, too.
Do you ever talk to people, Delta, and they automatically ask, do you like me? Like, is there ever a way?
No, I don't think so. But I know that there's people that think that I'm upset a lot. And I'm not. Do you think
that?
And
I love it.
Do I look upset to you?
Not maybe.
Is it because I've been arching my brows more lately?
Yeah,
this past couple of years, I've given myself a brow lift. And it makes me look a little judgmental. Speaking of Chanel, because, you know, Chanel always has sort of a judgmental. There's one more judgmental.
Makeup. Oh, I love Chanel. I love her makeup.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do Splenda in mine. And I'm going to do two.
Oh.
And since you decided to hog all the milk. No, I'm kidding. You didn't hog any milk. You don't want any?
Don't want any what?
Any kind of creamer in your drink?
Well, I feel like this has like... Girl, this literally says milk and cream.
Yeah, I know.
And you lied.
It's pure. Okay, so I'm going to
Wait, let me just taste this first.
All right, go ahead.
Do you want to do this together? Should we do a cheers?
Oh, yeah, let's do a cheers. So let me put this in here.
Oh, I'm left-handed. Oh, it's a left-handed mug. Look.
And I'm going to put this creamer in here.
Okay.
I'm going to... Well, you know what's happened? I think somebody used this already.
No,
There it goes. It just tinkles in there.
Is that the right consistency?
I don't think it's supposed to be chunky, but I tell you what, I'm going to drink it anyway.
Oh my gosh.
It's not really mixed. Hold on. I've talked about this before. I use my makeup brushes sometimes when I don't have anything, and I can just use my lip brush.
You know, I'm really glad that you're doing it in yours first so that I get a little bit of that pumpkin spice.
Do you want me to stir yours as well?
Yeah.
Okay. There. Okay. So let's try this.
I'm not vaccinated for monkeypox yet, by the way.
I'm not vaccinated for anything.
Really?
It's really fucking good.
Which one is it?
This is maple vanilla.
I thought I got the maple vanilla.
Oh, you did? Oh. Oh, you know why? Because I think the creamer was an Irish cream creamer.
She's fucking with me.
Wait, is that yours? Mine doesn't taste like pumpkin spice, I don't think. What does yours taste like?
Maple vanilla. Mine tastes rich.
I wonder if I... I don't taste pumpkin in mine, but it's very good.
I taste maple and stevia.
Mine just tastes like coffee. Mine just tastes like coffee, but it's really good. It is really good. I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
I have this little spot in the show that I like to call Yasgord.
Okay. Yasgord.
Which one of these is your favorite gourd? Yes, gourd?
Oh, it's yes, gourd?
Yes, gourd, not yes, God.
Oh.
I can't steal.
Which one of these?
Of these gourds.
I think I like this one.
That one?
Yeah.
Take it out. You can touch it.
I like this one.
Why would that be your favorite, do you think?
It reminds me of my uncle.
It does.
I'm fucking with you. I just like it because there's a little...
It reminded me of your uncle, too. You know,
I like the texture. Uh-huh. There's an array of colors on this. Mm-hmm. It's mysterious.
You know, they call that a knucklehead.
What?
That style or breed. Maybe not the breed. I don't know all the information. But I saw a thing where they call them knuckleheads. The ones that look like that. Maybe the round ones are. They look syphilitic to me. Don't they look like syphilitic, like Civil War penises or something?
You know, speaking of syphilis, I did a report in fourth grade about syphilis.
In the fourth grade, you were learning about sexually transmitted diseases.
Was it the fifth grade? It was when we had the birds and the bees.
Well, whether
class.
It was fourth or fifth grade, you were talking about sexually transmitted diseases, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the first time I ever used Google. So I Googled syphilis in the school library.
Wait. How old are you?
38. Was it Google? It must have been. No, AOL.
Okay, I could see having
that. Am I aging myself?
I thought, well, listen, I wasn't trying to be fucked up, but we were hanging out earlier and you were talking about how we're old now. And
we
then
are.
I realized that I still am like 10 years older than you. So you're not really old yet.
Well, if I'm old.
Then I'm ancient, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I feel old, bitch.
You don't.
I'm wearing a fucking two-piece here. I'm I'm not even wearing like dresses anymore or leotards. It's casual separates.
I like that. But you are that's what I'm saying. You're known for female impersonation. You wear.
Does he shop at the mall?
Well, but you know what it is? Not everybody can pull off a simple, sophisticated look.
Thank you.
Can they?
No.
I'm wearing a smart sweater today. You're wearing, I mean, why not?
I'm wearing ankle pants.
You know what some people do? They wear all that just to hide themselves. Yeah. They don't need to. We reveal. We reveal ourselves
who we are
to people. Yes. Are you really enjoying that drink? Is it okay?
I like it.
You do?
I do.
You know, we've never had, well, Alaska was here and we had iced tea, but you're here and we've actually made the beverage here together. Should I do that more often with people?
I feel like there should be, I don't know, like a cocktail and mocktail segment.
But
maybe
that.
We should just save that for my show.
Right. We
so
should.
So don't take that.
We should. What, if you were to go to Starbucks and just order a drink in general?
An iced venti oat milk latte with two shots of the vanilla, because I think it's very Massachusetts of me.
Right, the vanilla.
The vanilla.
Yeah. What is it about oat milk that's so special? You've mentioned that twice.
I just love oat milk. I just like the idea that you can take oats and puree the shit out of it and then strain it through cheesecloth and drink its milk.
Is there a different texture to it, would you say?
It's less cloudy.
Less cloudy. Yeah. Okay.
It feels more opaque.
Do you bake with oat milk?
I don't bake.
Oh, you don't bake?
Uh-uh.
Not even when you do your makeup? You don't let it just sit and bake for a while and go out?
No.
No? What about, do you ever get baked?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So there is, you are
sometimes
a baker in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can never hide from it. You can never run from it. Whether you're putting your makeup on or eating or imbibing.
I bake chicken.
How do you do your chicken?
So you want to start the oven at like 450 for about 15 minutes. Why are we talking so like?
Because we don't want everyone to know.
And then, in the heat up time, you want to season your chicken with lots of seasoning.
You know what I was just thinking about?
Salt.
So I was thinking about salt, but there was something else I was thinking about.
What?
You were saying how you like to say the vanilla.
Because the vanilla.
Like, right? There's just certain sophisticated things. I was one time watching this show about like fine living or whatever, and it was like maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I don't think this is really a rule, but I saw this lady talking about that when she drinks her wine or her champagne, she doesn't like to leave a lipstick mark. So she literally went like this. And she like licked it and then drank out of it.
Let's
and
try
that
it.
That seems like kind of ugly. I mean, okay. No lipstick. But that's kind of gross to do in front of people, isn't it? It's suggestive.
I think it is. I think it's a little slutty. But you know what? It's 2022.
Yeah.
Go be a fucking slut.
Who's going to judge you?
Not me.
Not me. Not me. None. Let's take a break.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint, it's the name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Ys. Movies, Baby!
We're back. We're back with my extra special guest, the luxurious, the lovely, the enjoying coffee.
I love coffee.
Love coffee. The one and only Jujubee is here.
The one, I'm sure there's a few more Jujubees, but this is the only this version of
Jujubee.
Do
you eat Jujubee candy? Have you ever had that?
I have had it, and I don't know if I've ever had it like fresh.
Oh, because it's always like
It kind of it's like chewy.
So I think it's supposed to be like that.
Well,
like it's supposed to be unenjoyable. That's the way it tastes.
Well,
yeah, unenjoyable.
Yeah,
I always feel bad for the guests because the guests like are fully in, like fully done up, even if they're not in drag, they're still being seen. So if it's like somebody that doesn't do drag, they're still being seen. But I get to sit here, and this is like my RuPaul opportunity because
what are you wearing?
My cargo shorts.
I hate you.
Yeah,
so much.
And like my tennis shoes.
Oh my gosh.
You only have to like dress from here up. The problem is if you catch too much side, people are like, oh, bitch, I can see it.
That's pandemic drag.
When was the last time you were put on hold? I was thinking about that.
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago when I was calling the electricity company.
Okay.
And then there was some sort of power outage everywhere else in Massachusetts. So I was on hold for like 30 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on hold and then you're like, you kind of leave and, you, and it hangs up and you're like, I've been on hold for like so long.
Hours. Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck? How come they can't call us back?
I think they can now, but it's like,
It's not that deep to them.
I want it now.
And it sometimes it happens consistently.
I
think they just don't want to deal with us.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to deal with me either, to be really honest.
But they don't know who you are.
Well, I guess not.
Do you say woman or woman?
Woman.
Oh, woman.
Yeah, you say woman?
Well, I think if you're serious about it, you say woman.
Do you say human or human?
I say human, but I'm very concerned about people who say human. What? Do you say human?
No.
I feel like that's very Dorothy Zbornak.
I don't know who that is. If,
you know who that is. Tell the Golden Girls.
Oh.
Right. Human.
I'm a very bad gay now.
No. You're not. What kind of gay, traditionally gay things do you like besides being fucked? Like, other than that, what?
Well, I don't like being fucked.
Well, or fucking someone. Besides that, what are, like, do you love Sex in the City? Do you love charcuterie boards?
I do love charcuterie boards.
What do you put on yours?
Oh, nuts and dried fruit and there's a hair on my lip.
Well, what specifically?
Like what, almonds kind of and nuts? Walnuts and... I don't like the Brazil nuts because they don't really. Or is it the Brazil nut that I don't like, or is it the macadamia? Which one's which?
Well, I think macadamia nuts somehow in my mind have the most fat in them. That's why people who like are keto people, I think they eat those.
Oh well, they can keep them.
Okay,
because I don't really like those. Or there's Brazil nuts; those don't taste.
Do you like the ones that have like their own flavoring on them, like seasonings?
No.
Natural.
Yeah, I'm like a natural nut kind of girl.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I like natural nuts.
Okay.
And then the cheeses. I do like me a blue cheese.
Okay.
But not like a crazy, like, stinky one. I'm down for a brie.
Okay.
I live for a brie. A sharp cheddar is always nice. A little pate.
What about a white cheddar?
White cheddar's nice, too.
When you're on an airplane, do you like to buy the cheese platter that comes down through the...
Oh, no.
You don't like that?
No, because it's not... It's just like this plastic wrapped cheese.
But it's some, you know why I never buy it?
Why?
Because I'm in fucking first class and you don't fucking buy your food in first class.
Well, I mean, I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to sound like an asshole to.
We're luxurious. We're supposed to tell people.
I mean, we're very diamond, aren't
Hello.
We?
Hello. But okay, so you don't buy the cheese, but you do like cheese, but you're not going to buy plastic wrapped cheese on the airplane.
No, but I am also lactose intolerant, so I only do my cheese eating and ice cream eating when I'm at home very comfortably.
So have you ever, but on the airplane, if you don't buy the cheese or eat the cheese, have you ever cut the cheese on the airplane?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My name is Airline.
Do you blame other people for it? Or like kind of look around like, oh, was that terrible? What was that?
No, I just put on my mask and I let everybody else suffer, honey.
You do. Mm-hmm. You let everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever pooped in a plane?
I have.
I have too.
I have, yeah.
What was the flight to?
I don't remember where it was to, but I remember.
It was like LA to Vegas.
Imagine. No, but I remember having turbulence when it was happening. Turbulence? Have you had turbulence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you try not to, but it does happen.
It has to happen. Hey, when it has to happen, it has to happen. And what a magical feeling to do it in the sky. 40,000 feet.
Right.
Up there.
Do you wipe down the counter after you wash your hands in the airplane, or are you like, fuck it?
I do.
I wipe it down, too.
I do. But I also like, you also like gotta wash your hands like this, because the sink is like this tiny. For whose hands? Right. I don't know. But, you know, it's... vary this.
I always get weirded out when I see that the ground in the lavatory is wet in some way.
It's pee.
It is pee. It's not from the sink.
It's probably my pee.
Like that. No one's like air drying their hands.
It's not their fault. It's turbulence.
It's turbulence.
Turbulence pee.
It happens. What is your beverage on the airplane? Do you like orange juice?
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. Wait a minute. What?
Or Pepsi. Yeah.
She just said Coke Zero.
You don't like Coke Zero?
Why do you drink Coke Zero? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me about Coke Zero. It tastes good.
I think it tastes good.
I also
like Pepsi Max.
Wait a minute. I think you might be my actual foe, not my friend.
Why? You don't like Coke Zero?
Well, because I don't particularly like Coke Zero, but Pepsi.
Tell me why you don't like Coke Zero.
Because I don't like that it almost tastes like Coke.
Okay.
Which is what it's supposed to do.
Right.
I like the flavor of Diet Coke.
Okay, then they still make that.
They do still make that, but the fact that you like, and you also will drink Pepsi.
I'll drink Diet Coke as well.
But you said Coke Zero and Pepsi Max?
Pepsi Max is really
good. The fuck
good.
Is Pepsi Max?
It's just...
What is it? Like Pepsi like Max. To the max? Like,
yeah.
It's like extra Pepsi?
I think so. I don't think it's as fizzy as Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. It has that bite, you know, like the Sprites from McDonald's.
Oh, that, now see, now that we're talking about, because that almost burns. Mm-hmm. It so good.
It's like sandpaper down my throat.
Oh, it's
so
good. You go like this. You take a sip and you go. It feels good. Now, do you like cheeseburgers?
I love cheeseburgers.
Have you had, every fall, they bring out the pub burger?
No.
Hamburger patty, or uh-huh. You can get it with a chicken patty.
Oh, crispy.
You can get crispy grilled, or you can get spicy crispy.
Okay.
You can get spicy grilled or home style. There's grilled crispy onions, like onion straws.
Okay.
There's Munster cheese. There's bacon.
That's too much.
Wait, and then there's a beer cheese sauce inside of it.
Oh.
On a pretzel bun.
No thanks. No thanks, not for me.
No thanks, why?
I don't love pretzels, and beer cheese sauce makes me kind of gag a little bit. I do like cheese sauce.
I don't know what it is, but let's take a break. We'll be right back. We are back with my extra special guest, Jujubee. We're having coffee. We're talking about chowder, cheese on an airplane,
mm-hmm.
A few other things. But what we really need to do, because we are elder femmes, aged and wise, how about we read some letters?
Read me Delta.
Let's read them.
Let's read.
Elder femmes?
Elder femmes. That's what me and Raja call one another.
I hate you.
You don't like it? I love it. I love being an elder femme. Okay, first letter.
Who writes these letters?
People, if they want to write a letter to us, they can write a letter to readmedelta@gmail.com. If you want to write a letter to readmedelta@gmail.com. And then sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're silly, sometimes they're serious. It just depends.
Do you read all of them?
No, I read the ones that are brought to me that make it to the top
oh,
of
good,
the
good, good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Hi Delta and Jujubee, I'm quite literally obsessed with the podcast and need you to read me, bitch. My ex, who broke up with me for a mutual friend, recently became single, and I'm holding everything back to keep myself from asking him to hook up again after this breakup. Mind you, this man did me dirty, broke up with me to be with someone who was a friend of ours, and we all worked together. Do I stay strong and not reach out for a hookup, or do I run back and get my fucking cookies? Please advise me, mothers. Love you endlessly, thirsty ass bitch. Wow.
Signed, stupid, dumb, thirsty ass bitch.
Let him know.
Dumbass bitch.
They want to be read.
I don't even know why you asked me this question, you dumb bitch, because the answer was right. Is this real?
This is a real letter. This is where someone, this is someone's predicament.
Ugh, well, I'm not showing up at that fucking store.
What do you think? You think they should not go?
No.
No.
What? I mean, that was a very dramatic story. Her boyfriend is with somebody who was a friend, right? Mm-hmm. And they broke up, and now she wants to sleep with the ex-boyfriend? For what? For what?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm with you. Well, I'm sort of with you. I mean, I feel like...
you're a horny fucking bitch, and yeah. You would sleep with the ex
yeah.
just to show him what he's missing.
Well, here's the thing. You obviously, there's still some sort of connection, mm-hmm. or you wouldn't feel bad. Because if you really didn't feel, like, if you didn't give a fuck, and you were like, no, I just want to have sex, you wouldn't have written the letter. You would have just done it.
Yeah.
And been like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to net. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But because you're writing the letter, I think you have some trepidation. Mm. If you do have trepidation, it's because you know your feelings and your heart are involved. Don't go back because they know that you want that and they're going to try to fuck with you. If you were just like, you know, hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, and you just wanted to just like
what
go,
is that?
That's the person that'll just fucking let everybody have it. Like, I'm just going to go have sex with whoever.
Oh.
So if you want to do that, you would have just done it. But I think there's something in your heart that says, I'm going to get fucked over again. I'm going to get fucked over. Don't do it, baby. Don't.
I mean, she just wanted her two auntie drag queens to scream at her.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need somebody to just kind of, you know, let you know.
Mm.
But I think you know already you're better than that. Like you, there's all these dicks out here. There's all these dicks. And if that's all you want is sex, trust me, whoever that was, there's definitely somebody better out there. You're probably gorgeous, fierce, awesome, beautiful. You can get all these dicks hard. You don't need to just keep going to that same ass one that just wants to fuck with you. And then they cheated on it. Girl, bye. Girl, bye. No, you're better than all that. Let's do another one. What are you laughing at? Don't you think there's all these dicks out here?
I agree.
You're an elder femme.
There are two dicks right here.
You've had your share. You've had your share.
Oh, yeah. What's my share?
Like a lion's share. That's how much you've had.
Oh, my gosh. I'm actually very...
I'm innocent.
I'm very innocent.
I'm a female personator. I'm very innocent. Why is the accent always like that?
Hey, guys.
I'm innocent.
You know, I think that's like the... It's like when drag queens get to that part of their day and they just want to have... the sluttiest night, that's the voice we use.
That's the
voice.
Very... Very high, Skeffy.
Hey, guys.
Ew!
Hey, guys, listen to Very Delta.
But why is it through the nose, though? Is like what I'm trying to understand.
I have
a cold.
Someone sent this letter in this package.
And there's suspicious white powder in it, I bet.
Yeah, you know what?
Where is it from? I'm not sure that's how you should be using a letter opener.
Well, it's not really a regular letter. And then there's bubble wrap in it. Like, thank God these are my real nails or I would be really worried.
These are my real nails.
Okay. New letter. Hello, Delta and Jujubee. I'm a 22-year-old gay who grew up in a rather large Italian Catholic family. Ooh. To be blunt, my parents and a lot of my extended family are cunts. They're homophobic and they're transphobic.
Oh.
They're conservative and just plain dumb most of the time.
Oh.
I'm being dragged to a wedding in the coming months where I'm sure to be bombarded with comments about my recent significant weight gain, why I don't have a girlfriend yet, intrusive health questions, etc. To be quite honest, I don't know if I can handle it.
Don't go.
Do you have any tips for dealing with people and comments like this? I'd love to hear some insight from you, as you seem much more self-aware and confident than I am right now. Wishing you so much love, self-conscious in Seattle. We know the answer to this.
Yeah.
You just said it.
Don't go.
Don't go. I'm tired of it.
It's the only, honestly, like if this is real life, if you're only going to make other people happy and you're going to be miserable, I get like going to a movie with like your boyfriend and you don't want to see the movie. Like,
sure.
I get that kind of shit. Or like going to, Universal Studios last week and having to stand 55 minutes in line to ride that.
Stop it.
I'm not speaking from experience, but it's very true. I'm very impatient, but I get that. But like going to something like this where it's like so emotional and you know what's going to happen and all these people are going to basically talk shit about you to your face because you're the odd one out.
Right.
Don't go.
Yeah. I got to say something. I've had this experience, this exact experience that you're talking about. I have lived this weird feeling of responsibility because you grow up in a big family and you think like, oh, it's just easier. I get it. But you really have to pick and choose your battles here. Mm. If you're going to get something out of being there, or there are a few people that you do want to see, I understand wanting to go and be around those people. But if by and large, you're going to go somewhere where you're made to feel uncomfortable, humiliated, degraded, questioned, singled out more than anyone else, baby, fuck off. You don't owe it to any, you really don't owe your happiness to be sacrificed for someone else. You just don't. I mean, and we've done this before professionally, personally, romantically. There's going to be a point where it's going to do so much damage to you that you're going to take it out on other people.
Right.
In other ways, in substances, in other crutches, in other actual crutches, you're going to use them. And we all have those, we really do. We all have those defaults that we think, oh, this will just fix it. It's not. And you already, you know that you don't want to feel that way. You cannot, you can't go. I'm telling you right now, Juju's telling you right now, you
don't
can't
go.
You're going to get more, you're going to get more hurt. And even if it takes, if it becomes a fight with your mom or a fight with your aunt or whatever, saying, why didn't you go? Why did you go? I don't owe you. You get to live your life. I get to live my life. You're making me feel bad.
Yeah.
You guys are used to, some people are used to feeling bad. Some family members, that's the cycle in a lot of families, is just doing that. And they, some people get, just glean joy from that, watching you suffer.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see this rant.
Isn't it true, though?
I can't wait to see this.
But don't you feel that way? I mean, I think you do feel that
way. I do.
When people make you feel like that, it's horrible.
Oh, I also feel like, I feel like, I'm sorry, my ear, my clip-on hoops are sliding down.
Uh-oh.
Because they're so heavy.
They are so heavy. Ugh. They're pure gold.
Pure gold. for $5. But I think that when you don't feel like you're being valued somewhere, then you should leave.
Yes. No, for real.
And I, you know, because like, just because you're not valued in this space doesn't mean you don't have any value.
Right.
Right. And I, this obviously seems like a situation where it's a repetition of something else that's happened before because they already know what's going to happen. Or, on the other hand, it could be subconscious in Seattle's just – or self-conscious in Seattle's default way, like right. we were talking about earlier. It could maybe this is just – not the truth. It could be what they think is going to happen. Maybe it won't happen.
I mean, it could be. And it, and also could be that, you know, you were said you were raised in like a, you know, Catholic family. I was raised in a Catholic family as well. And there is a bit of duty that comes in that. And the feeling of, well, I need to go because my mom expects it, or my uncle, or there are people that I love. But then there's other people. I mean, I'm just at the point, you know, at my age, I don't know how old you are, but you should try to get to this point as young as you can, at that point of knowing when to hold and when to fold, and knowing when there's conversations that happen and you literally have to say to people, you know what, I don't really know much about that, but I'll think about that. And then you just kind of walk away because there's people in your family, you're not going to change your opinion.
Yeah.
You're just not going to. And you just say, you just have to look at them and go, you know, I really don't know. That's different. And you walk away and you go over to the people that you do know.
Yeah.
And that do give a shit. And then, but if there's nobody, oh, fuck everybody. Fuck them all and go to the gay and lesbian center and make friends. I'm telling you, right? If everybody's shitting on you, it's a concerted effort. They're doing it on purpose. They all hate gay people. They all hate trans people. They all hate black people. They all hate Asian people. If that's what's going on in your family, you better fucking... deuces. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of there. You cannot be around that. You cannot. Seriously, this is going to push people to jump off a bridge. This is to push these people there. Don't let them do that to you because they will try. They will try. Do you want another coffee?
No.
This coffee is really good.
It is really good. I don't.
What?
I don't
like coffee?
I don't think you should have any more coffee, Delta.
I haven't had any Diet Coke. I haven't had any Coke Zero. I haven't had any throat burning
Sprite. Oh, we're not even going to talk about the Coke Zero Diet Coke situation.
We should DoorDash McDonald's.
Oh.
That's what we should do.
I don't have a DoorDash.
I have DoorDash. But we are at a really expensive, luxurious studio. Just call someone.
I'm suggesting that if I signed up for a DoorDash, I'm sure I can get like 15% off.
If we make a noise, they'll come running in here. And then
no,
we'll
they
say,
won't.
Yeah, put it on the studio. Tell the studio head to pay for it. We want McDonald's and we want it now. Fries no older than 90 seconds. Sprite no smaller than large. We want it to burn our throats.
That's the only time I have Sprite is at McDonald's.
That's the only place.
It's so good.
Do you remember Slice?
Yes.
Whatever happened to Slice? Why did Slice become Sierra Mist?
I don't know, but Squirt still exists.
Squirt is good. Do you like Fresca?
I do like Fresca, but I prefer Squirt.
Oh, Squirt all the way. Grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
All the way.
All the way. Squirt, Squirt.
When are you going to come back and do the podcast again? I'll have different coffees.
I don't know. Anytime.
Yeah?
I mean, anytime.
I'm glad you came.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're my dear friend.
Kinda.
Yeah. Kind of. What do you mean kind of? You are very juju.
I just feel like I am very
juju-jiz.
I am very, I'm also the Queen of Hearts.
Are you the Queen of Hearts?
Well, I host a podcast called Queen of Hearts and
oh
I help
my
people
gosh,
find love.
That's right.
I help people find love.
Did you know that I didn't know that you had that podcast until
yesterday.
No, last spring we were doing like commercial reads.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So you know how you get your like stuff to read.
And was mine one of them?
Yes.
And oh my gosh, it's awesome.
And the card was there and I was like, follow Queen Jujubee, the Queen of Hearts, for her new talk show where two people find love. Or I don't know what the fuck I said.
It's
but
pretty much
and
that.
I was like looking at like Dipper or somebody and I was like, Juju has a new podcast?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that from Juju, but I'm excited about it. Do you still doing it?
Yeah, yeah. Season 2 actually comes out. Well, this is in November, right?
Uh-huh.
Season 2 just came out October 18th.
Nice.
You can listen to it everywhere. We're in New York this time. It's cool because like the first season we were in LA and finding love in LA is way different than finding love in New York. Because you'll see. I helped somebody who's a breakup coach find love.
Oh.
And that's really interesting. How are you going to edit this episode? What did we talk about?
We talked about cheese, blue cheese,
cats.
Oh my gourd.
Oh my gourd.
No. Yas gourd.
Yas gourd.
Like say it three different ways, like the way you would say, like if you were auditioning.
Okay. Yas gourd.
Okay.
Okay. Yas gourd. Yas gourd.
Oh, I like those. Okay, I'm going to do three. I'm going to do two. I only have two in me. Yas gourd.
I hate that.
Oh, yes, gourd.
I hate that too.
I know, but those are like Laganja-y. Like
I love Laganja.
Of course I love Laganja.
I love Laganja.
Yeah. Again, thank you for being here.
When you say that, do you want me to like get up and physically leave?
She said it like three times, guys. You'll be escorted. You'll be escorted.
Are you calling me an escort?
You are an escort. Are you a lady of negotiable affections? Have you been?
I have been, but it's one of those things when I have treats in my hands.
Right.
My cats are always there.
You do what you gotta
do. And I tell them to sit, and they sit down.
What about you, pussycat? Do you sit when you're told to sit?
No, I keep standing until I'm told to stand, and then I sit.
Can you make a fart noise?
Burr.
No one's done it that way. That's the traditional silent but deadly.
That's a
burr. Yeah.
It's like a little instrument.
That's a garlicky one.
It's very parmesan-y.
That one's a bit guttural in a way. Yeah. Uh-huh, like a ooh, that's silent, but that stinks. That stinks like fuck. Thank you all for listening to Very Delta with a special hello. Hal? I want you to just keep layering them. And a special hello to everyone watching the talk show on YouTube. Just keep going. I'm gonna see if I can get through this. Very Delta comes out every Monday right here on the Very That podcast feed and on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Very Delta comes out every Monday right here on the Very Delta podcast feed and on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Also. Wait, but why was that like a little like a band like
warming? I would imagine that's what like a horse's fart would say.
Kind of like just like a Like it's almost barkish.
I feel like a Clydesdale would have like a massive fart.
It's almost barkish.
Like a pony fart.
Have you ever surprised yourself when you farted and you were like, oh wow, whoa, okay. Like
I don't like to gamble with farts. Like I feel like if I know it's gonna be like a real fart, then I'll let it happen. But if I'm questioning it,
yeah,
it's a bad gamble.
You can't gamble because you never know what's gonna happen.
You don't know.
Do you think I have TB?
I don't know, but I'm protected from that.
You're so unprotected, though.
I mean,
I'm so unprotected. Hi, Autumn love.
Autumn goodbye.
Also,
Autumn good hi.
No, also, you know what's very Delta?
What's very Delta?
Subscribing to Mom Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
I'll do that right now.
If you have any questions about cowl necks, turtlenecks, volumizing conditioner, any questions like that, you can send them to me at readmedelta@gmail.com. Jujumi might be back to answer some of these questions, or somebody might be here. You can also follow me, DeltaWork, on Instagram. And then where can people find you on social media?
Instagram, Jujubi Online. I'm on Twitter, JujuBoston. Just go to JujubiOnline.com.
Which one do you use the most?
Instagram. It's easier.
It is easier.
You don't really have to talk.
Right.
Right?
Do you have somebody else run your shit or you run your shit?
I try to run it.
Yeah.
I don't read anything, though.
Oh.
Because sometimes
that's
it's
why
mean.
I'm bad. That's why I'm bad on TikTok. I love TikTok. I love the idea of TikTok. Yeah. I love all of the people who provide content.
Yeah.
But I feel
I'm really bad,
bad
at that, too.
Because I don't comment because I feel like, also, too, I don't have much of a presence on there. So because I don't, people are like, oh, dick, why are you using that name? Like, like, no, it's me, though. Like, it's me.
You're like, guys, it's me.
You guys, it's really me. That's fucking embarrassing.
To, like, get verified already, Delta.
Join me next week right here. But until then, keep things very Delta. See, I can't do it the way you do it. It's more, there's something about it that's like a trombone in a way. I like it.
Yeah.
It makes it not it's gross. Cute. It makes it not
like,
gross.
It's very like, oh, excuse me.
Like it's a toot. It's a toot. Like, oh, I tooted, you know? Yeah. It's not aggressive.
It's like a I'd imagine if a kitten was going to fart like that, it'd be like, oh.
I think so. Like, your tummy hurts. Yeah. Like, oh. But otherwise, it's like, you pig. You fucking farting in here, gross ass. Right.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.